For now, let's do a review of the many uses for potassium iodide and iodine. We've all read and heard about the use of potassium iodide to protect our thyroid glands against iodine nuclear plant disasters, but there's lots more that one can do for themselves with potassium iodide. It's also a very effective home remedy, with literally dozens of uses. Older readers may remember Mother putting iodine on cuts and scrapes. Yep, kept infection away, as well as, if not better than, any modern so-called antibiotic ointment, with the added benefit of not inducing bacterial resistance. Why doesn't it induce bacterial resistance? Because all the bacteria die. It's kind of hard to resist when they're dead. But what else is potassium iodide good for? Well, decades ago, a retired physician who had worked for the World Health Organization told me how potassium iodide kept him healthy for more than 30 years traveling from village to village in rural Africa. The only drinking water available was from local streams or rivers, which were frequently muddy and contaminated. Well, what this gentleman told me is he'd strain that dirty water through cheesecloth, add several drops of potassium iodide, and wait 2 to 3 minutes. He and his team could then drink the water. In over 30 years, he never got an infection from contaminated water, and that was in over 30 years. The potassium iodide killed any microorganisms present. Now, when Holly and I travel, we always carry a small bottle of potassium iodide. Yes, it's 1 ounce or less, as we're told that 3 drops or 3 ounces or more of anything in liquid might explode on the airplane. I don't know how they think the potassium iodide is going to explode, but that's what they tell us. Anyway, we carry a 1 ounce bottle and put 2 or 3 drops into any water we're not absolutely certain about, just like the fellow from the World Health Organization who didn't get sick from the water in 30 years. Before or right after boarding, we drink a few ounces of water with 12 to 15 drops of potassium iodide. We only do that when we're traveling to prevent any airline sinusitis or any other airline respiratory infection that often follows several hours spent breathing recycled germ-laden air. Now, potassium iodide rapidly accumulates in any and all body secretions, including the sinuses and the lungs, where it inhibits or kills bacteria, viruses, and fungi before they can cause an infection. Pretty neat, huh? We take those same 12 to 15 drops in water every 4 hours while awake, that is, if we're still in that airplane, until the airplane lands. Now, those same 12 to 15 drops in water, again taken while awake until all symptoms were gone, will almost always eliminate bladder infections. Yes, D-mannose does taste better, and it works 85 to 90% of the time in getting rid of bladder infections, but particularly when it doesn't work, potassium iodide is a good backup. Now, whenever one of our children were teenagers, whenever that was a while ago, they always knew where to find the potassium iodide bottle. When one of them popped a zit, he or she would rub a drop of SSKI into it, that's potassium iodide by one name, every hour or two. The offending zit would be gone in 24 to 48 hours or less. An innumerable number of social events were rendered zit-free by this approach. There's also a long list of other health problems that can be lessened or eliminated with potassium iodide and or another form of iodine. Now that's iodine, not iodide. I know there's a technical difference, a minor technical difference between the two. They're both closely related, but the explanation is too long to get into this program. Anyway, this other form is called Lugol solution. And watch out, the stuff online is not full-strength Lugol solution. It's some percentage of the strength, and it doesn't always work as well. Okay, let's see. For these things, it's best to work with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Now, here's just one. Fibrocystic breast disease has been eliminated in 100%, and yes, I did say 100%, of all of hundreds of women treated by Tama Clinic physicians since we learned about this in 1976. Now, I've personally helped many women, including one of our daughters, eliminate ovarian cysts with Lugol's iodine. Now, all these fibrotic conditions, Dupuytren's contracture, Peyronie's disease, and keloids, can be significantly improved by good old potassium iodide. Even fistulas, which are abnormal tunnels through tissues which are prevented from being healed by chronic infection, can often be healed by frequent swabbing, inside and out with a potassium iodide-soaked Q-tip, which eliminates the germs which are preventing healing. This treatment works better if potassium iodide is mixed with DMSO, which enhances penetrance. Even so, healing usually takes several months, but at least it heals. I've worked with people who've had fistulas for a long time and got them better, and yes, it did take 5 or 6 months, but they got better. Gone. Now, Richard Cunyon, who's an MD from San Francisco, is a world-class expert on the use of potassium iodide and other forms of iodine also. He's found that hemorrhoids will sometimes disappear literally overnight When potassium iodide, about 20 drops, is mixed with an ounce of flaxseed oil and rubbed into those hemorrhoids. He's also found that potassium iodide alone with no flaxseed oil will do the same job, although, ooh, it really stings when applied to a hemorrhoid by itself. Here's a really good one, folks. Over 30 years ago, two ophthalmologists, father and son, observed that a combination tablet called iodoniacin, which is a combination of iodide, 120 milligrams, and niacin, 15 milligrams, if that was taken for several months, it could actually reverse atherosclerotic clogging of the arteries. I'm not kidding. They proved it by taking pictures of the clogged arteries in the back of the eyes. Remember, they were ophthalmologists. And they published the pictures before and after treatment with these tablets called Iodorol. Oh, yes. Guess which public servants made Iodorol illegal to sell anymore? Oh, yes, those public servants. How did you guess? The published photographs showed a significant lessening of the cholesterol-laden arteries clogging in the after pictures. Now, using this much iodide might interfere with thyroid function, so don't do it unless you're working with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Sebaceous cysts are cysts which contain oily, fatty material, not the watery material that's in other cysts. Now, these sebaceous cysts often appear suddenly on the face or in the groin or on the labia. Ooh! Rubbing in potassium iodide mixed with DMSO, and it's a very good idea to mix 70%, as Dr. Jacob said, of the potassium iodide, and 30% of the DMSO, will almost always persuade these cysts to go away in a few weeks. Got to rub it in every day, several times a day, but it persuades them to go away if they've been diagnosed as a sebaceous cyst. Now, parotid duct stones also will dissolve. Does take months. Parotid is, of course, the salivary gland, kind of at the back of the jaw on the outside. Anyway, parotid duct stones will dissolve, and it does take months, but they will go away with the daily use of potassium iodide. For individuals with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and by the way, that can be improved, folks. Don't let them tell you it can't, especially for ladies. The daily use of a small quantity of potassium iodide in water significantly reduces the frequency of bronchial infections. Let's see, infected hangnails, fungus under the toenails, vaginal infections, herpes simplex outbreaks. These are all conditions with potassium iodide, and your physician is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and we do have many of those at Thelma Clinic can help you with. For women, that same physician can help your own body make more of the anticarcinogenic estrogen called estriol with either potassium iodide or a Lugol solution applied directly to the breasts. Only one drop a day on this side, then one drop a day on that side, one drop a day on this side, one drop a day on that side. This is both safe because we're using just one drop a day, and it's research proven to kill many different lines of breast cancer cells before they can grow and multiply into a cancer. Now, for more information about potassium iodide and iodine itself, go to the Thelma Clinic website. Potassium iodide, and it's available as Bernard's solution in honor of Bernard Courtois, who sometime in the early 1800s was said to have discovered iodine. Anyway, Bernard's solution is available at all those W's and Thelma Dispensary.com.